The two bills were the School Finance Bill, which was House Bill 1298, and the Student Success Act, which was House Bill 1292. And both of these bills together increased funding for public education K-12 beginning July 1 by close to $500 million. So I was really thrilled to be part of that effort. You know, as this plays out on a per-student basis, we'll be seeing about $400 more per student throughout the state.
Where is that money coming from?
Well, this money comes from two sources, the general fund and the state education fund. And the increases we were able to realize were because of the economy in Colorado starting to rebound, and so there was an increase in the balance in the general fund, and also there was a reserve in the state education fund that we were able to tap into. But the most important thing is that the funding that I'm talking about is not only for 1 year. We believe that we will be able to sustain this funding through those two sources in the general fund and the state education fund into the future.
Earlier this month, Governor Hickenlooper signed House Bill 1021 into law, and this applies to drivers using Independence Pass. What will this new law do?
I mean, listening to constituents, especially in Pitkin County, this is a really important issue. And the intent is to increase the safety of travelers and bikers and sightseers and, you know, locals and tourists alike on Independence Pass. What we learned is that in many situations, vehicles way over the 35 feet length limitation have been found, unfortunately, on the pass, and that just creates all kinds of problems and huge safety issues. So the bill is really intended to discourage vehicles over 35 feet from being on the pass. It puts in place very clear signage, and the signage that includes the penalty for violating that law, with the end result being just better safety for travelers and people enjoying the beauty of the pass.
Another bill you sponsored that became law will be felt by people purchasing 10th Mountain Division license plates.
House Bill 1089 allows people who purchase the 10th Mountain Division license plate to also contribute to charitable foundations that support that cause. The 10th Mountain Division license plate was actually one of the very first special license plates that was approved in Colorado, but it came into being before the existence of charity plates. And so the bill just clarifies that people who do purchase the plates have the opportunity to contribute and give back to the 10th Mountain Division and some of the wonderful programs they have in place.
How would you summarize this legislative session?
We continued, I think, as a legislature, in a bipartisan way, to continue to enhance economic security for all Coloradans. I think we worked really hard to strengthen our education system, and we worked really hard to respond and recover from floods and fires. And so that's, I think those three topics really summarize the work of this past legislative session.
Representative Millie Hamner, thank you.
Thank you so much.